When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman. Now, Donald Trump is never far from our thoughts here at the Bugle, a source of eternal regret for everyone involved with the podcast. In February 2018, Al Murray and Jen Kirkman were with me to dissect Trump's latest State of the Union address.
Top story this week, and Donald Trump has banged on for 80 minutes about the, well, let's say the State of the Union, the perceived State of the Union. It was an interesting speech. I sat up and watched it very late at night, and that is not a healthy thing to do unless you are an aficionado of Trump. Jen, you digested it in transcript form.
I read the transcript, and I saw a clip. So he was supposed to say, to everyone still recovering in Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, California, and everywhere else, we are with you. We love you. He says love a lot, and we will pull through together. He didn't say California because he's mad at us.
Oh, right.
He doesn't like, so he just dropped that off and right. didn't actually say it because he's mad that we didn't vote for him. So everything that he, so I couldn't bring myself to watch it. And then when I, but I have seen some clips, and it's, we got the sort of drugged Trump, the one that is very slow and seems like he's on Xanax. So I don't know if
is that better than the Trump au naturel?
It's less unpredictable, but it should be alarming to people that he seems heavily medicated. I don't know if they give it to him because they don't want him to go off, or he's twilighting, or whatever they call it, sunsetting, because I think he's early dementia. I don't know what it is, or he's just has a drug habit. This is completely my opinion. But if you were a real estate...
Mine as well.
It's 2018. It's the era of Trump. Opinions are facts.
That's true. Reading this, it sounds like a child's book report. I mean, and he has speech writers, so they have to write it to his stupidity. I don't know how he gets through the teleprompter, which makes me think he has an earpiece in. And that's why he goes so slow as well.
Well, that'll be interesting.
So if these are my theories.
If that is ever... I mean, maybe that proves that he's not under a...
Right.
Quite as controlled by Moscow as some people have said. Because surely if someone in Moscow is controlling that earpiece, at some point he'd have said, Das vidanya. Спасибо большое.
Well, that's the other thing. He should have said our union is completely being torn apart from the inside because Russia's tactics are working. But... I don't think you can say that. Right.
No, he can't say that out loud without getting a certain element of criticism.
Was it regarded as a good performance? Because I always think the interesting thing about Trump is he's made it his business to set the bar so low.
Yeah, it's clever that, isn't
so
it?
So when he goes to Congress and reads an autocue without a stumble or shouting at some journalists or complimenting someone on their hat or impersonating a disabled person, there's like a ripple of, ooh, didn't he do well?
You know, yeah.
In the same way that someone... squeezing one tiny turd into a potty halfway through a dirty protest should be congratulated. You know, it's that sort of, by lowering the bar, if it turns up and just reads a thing from beginning to end, even if it, like you say, it's sort of gibberish, Janet and John level, reading level gibberish.
Yes.
People go, oh, the sort of stable Trump, or what do they call it, or good Trump.
No, they always say, that's today he became president.
Yeah, presidential.
Presidential. Yeah. I think they've stopped doing it because every network that does it gets attacked on Twitter now when they dare to say something like that. But he says love a lot. It's such a strange thing. It's this almost glow of humanity that comes through him. But he just keeps saying, we love you, we love you, to different states.
He's got a lot of love, you know.
Well, he called the bill that he didn't end up passing, the DACA bill, to not deport people that have lived here forever, a bill of love. He wants to have a bill of love. And that's what he said. And then the Republicans took him aside and they didn't let him do the bill. But see, he almost did a good thing.
And he did describe coal as beautiful, clean coal. I mean, with all due respect to coal... I mean, even coal doesn't find itself sexy. I mean, that is not a sexy bit of rock.
He had his big boy face. He just kind of, like, he puts his chin out and puffs out, very proud of himself. I also think that's sort of a vanity thing, where he's trying to look...
Minimize his chins.
Yeah. I think he's trying to look thinner and make his eyes less prominent. But I couldn't watch it. I can't see his face anymore. I thought this would be over by now. I thought he would be out by now. It's hurting me.
I don't think he's ever going to leave. Mm. I think he's going to be president in about 100 years' time.
He will declare martial law, I'm sure, and be the king. But I thought maybe he'd have a heart attack. I thought maybe they would make him resign because he doesn't want the job. And so I feel like he would resign. He can do anything and his people will believe him. So if he resigns and says, oh, this is a crap democracy, you know, I don't want to run it. I was better serving America as a businessman. He could just make that up and say, oh, they made me leave. They're being so mean to me. And the start, you know, I don't know why he doesn't just do that.
I still think he would do that. Joining the seniors golf tour is the most likely way out. Put in the hours.
That would be amazing.
What I was really struck by, having watched every second of it live, was the number of standing ovations.
Mm.
Now, I know a thing or two about standing ovations. I've had two in my career, one of which was when I left the stage early at a gig in Manchester in 2002. But it's a lot of pretty old people watching that speech, and that's a lot of exercise. The number of standing ovations for those old Republicans to give Donald Trump. And I've just been checking the latest injury reports. Mike Pence... he's been ruled out of vice-presidenting for 2 weeks after straining both his hamstrings after standing up and sitting down again 7,000 times in 80 minutes. The Republican Senator Quervil Plaketic, he suffered a double wrist dislocation and a fractured sclafoid in his ulterior node. That's part of the wrist. Clapping a record 11,921 times in Trump's speech. That's the most by a single representative in a president's speech. An average of 56 claps per applaud and 2.4 rounds of applause per minute. He even applauded a cough at one point. And on the Democratic side, Streville Jark, the senator for New Wessexshire, was hospitalised with a compression fracture of the frontal head bone after a frown penetrated his skull after an unbroken 76-minute scowl. So, It was physically demanding.
I mean, the pictures that I saw of it were the Democrats having to stay stony-faced. So Bernie Sanders and his crew all having to, whatever they, and that must be, that in itself must be quite difficult.
His face is always like that. And by the way, he's not a Democrat. I just want to make it very clear. Oh, okay. I have a dislike for Bernie Sanders.
All right, okay. Brilliant.
Oh, I'm not saying it to you. I'm saying it just to anyone out there. He does not represent.
Brilliant.
His behavior does not represent that of my people.
Okay.
Although I am a socialist at heart.
Right, okay.
Okay, anyway. God, but yes.
Can of worms there?
Yeah.
Pictures of them, like, you know, because it is very hard.
Yeah.
If you've been in an audience where half the audience, they're really into it, it's very hard to maintain that. Nope. I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I'm not enjoying this. There's no redeeming. You know, like, just a tiny little ripple. Yeah. Also, the other thing, I mean, because Trump's other, he's got this balancing act, hasn't he? He has to say, everything's great now, and it was shit before.
Yeah.
But if it's great now, there's nothing left for him to do.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's still.
Yeah. So that's why I'm going golfing.
Exactly. So he's got to maintain that some things are still shit. Otherwise, there's no point to it. It's that having to think two separate things at exactly the same time and present them to people. I think it's really interesting. But he's clearly not troubled by being illogical.
No,
he's
not.
Laid that card very firmly on the table.
Exactly. Yeah, but I think that's really interesting because most people will go, no, f*** this. I can't maintain these two impossible thoughts at once.
Well, yeah, I think he also. To your point about them sitting there stony-faced,
yeah.
They're getting complaints now from the Republican side that they behaved that way. But that's the grand tradition whatever the opposing side is, they sit there stony-faced. And at one point during Obama's State of the Union, one of the Republican senators yelled out, "You lie!" And it wasn't even a lie. It was just he was upset that Obama was black and just had a freak out.
Yeah.
But Donald Trump tweeted a complete lie about the ratings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But this is his. That is the prime club in his bag, isn't it? The ratings lie.
Oh, my God. He said, thank you for all of the nice compliments. It's like me after a show when I tweet to the audience and reviews on the State of the Union speech. Reviews.
Well, reviews, you can. I mean, 5 stars in one paper is 1 star in another.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you can. I'm trying to sort of treat the Trump presidency like he's a sort of Andy Kaufman deep character comic who one day will emerge out the other end of it and go, come on, I was joking, or die in a wrestling ring or something. I don't know. I don't really know anything about Andy Kaufman except that, but because I watched the Piers Morgan interview where he was obviously trying out some of the everything's great, the economy's better than it ever was.
Oh, okay.
And he did that thing where he sits bolt upright in the chair.
Yeah.
Like, because then he can put his jaw out and he's obviously got this I'll do my handsome body language now.
Yes!
Like my dreamy body language, and he sits up and he did that, he did all that, the economy's better than ever has been, the $1 trillion, did we put $1 trillion on the stock exchange and all this sort of thing. The stock exchange is better than it has ever been in all American history. You sort of think, and he was rehearsing all this stuff very much like a comic trying his stuff out at a club gig.
I was just going to say, before you host the Oscars,
exactly.
You would try out some of your jokes.
Because no one watched the Piers Morgan thing, so it's like doing a small gig.
I can't believe those two sat together. It's the two, literally the two most terrible white males that exist on the planet Earth, I think. Well, there's probably worse people, but...
Well, there certainly have been worse white males in the past, I think.
Yes, maybe not historically.
As the early to mid-20th century would testify.
And some that build illegal castles. Don't forget them.
Yeah, well, yes. Terrible.
You know that he would have been one of the illegal castle builders.
Absolutely.
Everything he has built is an illegal castle.
Donald the Bastard, he'd have been
called. If you've liked what you've just heard from the Bugle rather than from Trump's 2018 State of the Union address, do listen to everything available from the Bugle podcast, all available at thebuglepodcast.com.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.